Sonoma County supervisors took a big step toward placing a 20-year, quarter-cent sales tax increase before local voters this fall, with the proceeds to go toward repairing and upgrading hundreds of miles of deteriorating roads. Those revenues would be shared with local cities through a population-based formula that would bring the county just 44% of the total. Priorities for using the funds would be updated each year. This was all welcome news for Craig Harrison, co-founder of the Save Our Sonoma Roads Advocacy Group.
We've always known we needed more resources and that we'd have to have some kind of a tax measure. So we're pleased to see this going forward. And they have come up with the amount of general funds we thought was a minimum sort of down payment to show they're serious. So in general, we're pleased with it.
But Harrison was not happy about a late addition to the discussion, a proposal to allocate 10% of the new revenues to public transit. Essentially, local buses.
We don't believe the transit money is needed in comparison to the road money. Every time you add another bus that'll have five or six people riding on a 60-seater bus, there's going to be miles and miles of road that weren't paved instead, and I don't think our need right now are buses. We will probably ultimately support it, but at some point it's a question of enthusiasm. We've got a lot of members that can't understand why they would put money into buses when their roads are basically third world condition.
Supervisor Mike McGuire, the strongest voice for the transit funding on the board, lobbied forcefully for its inclusion.
We cannot let the pure get in the way of the good. Any time that you have 90% of a formula going to one issue, it's a win. At the same time, though, we need to recognize there are shortcomings in our public transit system that need to be beefed up. Individuals that live out in West County or out in the Sonoma Valley are challenged to be able to get into the city of Santa Rosa, the main job hub for this county, in a timely manner, particularly during commute hours. This investment could potentially improve that situation, while at the same time paving 850 miles of roads, more than we've ever paved, and that would be done in just the first decade.
The transit question generated considerable discussion during the nearly 3 hours the board devoted to the roads issue, but it was ultimately backed by all five members. Though Efren Carrillo expressed some reservation that it could erode the 50% vote the tax needs to pass.
I'm not necessarily worried about the opposition per se, because I think any time you have a tax measure, you're going to have opposition. Where I'm concerned is if you have organizations that are supportive of pavement preservation and fixing our streets that find that we're not meeting the tenor of the need, I'm concerned that those groups may not be supportive that normally would be.
In a nod to such concerns, McGuire said the board's long-term road ad hoc committee, himself and Supervisor Rabbit, will try over the coming week to gauge the degree of support or resistance the transit spending might generate.
Chairman Rabbit, myself, will be going out in the community, engaging support of community groups, stakeholders, and neighbors on advancing this potential 90-10 formula, where 90% of all revenue from a potential enhancement measure would be invested in improving our county roads.
The board agreed unanimously to make their final determination next week about whether or not to place the question before voters this fall. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.